Homer writer Miranda Weiss's first book, Tide, Feather, Snow, just came out in hardback and is already garnering high praise. Publishers Weekly calls it a deeply honest memoir. KBBI's Casey Kelly spoke with the author and has this story.
Tide, Feather, Snow is the story of Miranda Weiss's move to Homer and how, as a girl from the suburbs of Washington, D.C., she was forced to adapt to a new way of life. In the opening chapter, Setting the Net, she writes that growing up, her main skills were playing Chopin nocturnes and getting good grades in school. None of that seemed to matter, she says, once she moved to Alaska.
You know, I was amazed at how incompetent I felt. And this book sort of arose out of my obsession with trying to puzzle through how a place could make me feel so confused and kind of incompetent and yet so completely romanced all at the same time.
Part of the struggle, she says, was meeting so many people who seemed so capable and who had so many skills that she didn't seem to have. Weiss says she met boat builders and homesteaders and gardeners who all possessed a wealth of local knowledge. Meanwhile, she was having trouble with simple terminology.
There were so many words to learn, no fewer than 36 to describe sea ice, including pancake, rind, fast, and brash, and countless more to describe boat types and parts. John learned new terms quickly and used them easily, confidently. For me, learning each word became a small act of appropriation, and I felt my mouth form around these foreign sounds tentatively.
John, which is not his real name, was Weiss's boyfriend at the time that she moved to Homer and a central character in the book. One of the major conflicts is how easily John is able to pick up that local knowledge that Weiss wants to have.
Being with somebody who just so quickly and so easily, from my point of view, adapted to this place and where I felt, you know, so sort of muddled and out of place for much longer than he did.
The tension eventually contributes to her and John breaking up, but along the way, Weiss does learn how to do a lot of the things that she'd been obsessed with in the beginning of the book. She even has some uniquely Alaskan experiences, like dip netting for Kenai River red salmon and skinning a sea otter. And Tide, Feather, Snow includes some beautiful descriptions of the rugged terrain and wildlife of Alaska. Weiss started working on the book as a creative writing student at Columbia University in New York City, so she says she made an effort to describe things in a way that people who have never been to the state would understand.
You know, I think I strive to make unexpected comparisons and to compare landscapes to, or aspects of landscapes and aspects of the natural world to other things that people would recognize.
These days, Weiss has moved back to Homer, gotten married, and is still writing. Next month, she'll take part in the Kachemak Bay Writers Conference in Homer. She says even though she's gained some of that local knowledge in the 10 years since she moved to Alaska, she continues to seek out new experiences and new ways to challenge herself.
You know, life here and life anywhere is a challenge, and if you're not sort of growing and taking on new things, then you get stagnant. So I don't think I'm ever going to feel like I'm on some plateau where I've mastered everything in my life, but certainly I feel a lot more at home here than I did when I first arrived.
Weiss had a reading and a book release party last week in Homer and a reading this weekend in Soldotna. She starts a West Coast book tour this week, which includes stops in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco. She'll be back in Alaska on May 28th for a reading and book signing event at Tidal Wave Books in Anchorage. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.